Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
They've got really good meat.
They got great meat.
Dirt and Sprague.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
On the Fan Sports Network.
All right, welcome back in. The second hour, Dirt and Sprague here. On 105.1 FM, The Fan and The Fan Radio Network, the Odyssey app, and the YouTube. We are on YouTube. I realized yesterday in a very awkward exchange, I don't know how to talk about my job with people. I feel very uncomfortable doing it. They were like, hey, good news. And I was like, yeah. And they're like waiting for me to elaborate. And I'm like,
continue, please. Fill us in.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's great.
Also on YouTube.
We're psyched.
Cool, I'm never going to watch. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I love those. The when people tell you and talk to you, give you takes about the show, and I'm like, you don't listen to the show, do you? You're repeating something I just said earlier. So you work in sports radio? Huh? Yeah, I listen all the time. And they repeat the same thing that you say. Yeah, no, I don't think you listen.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour of this program. Dan Lanning, speaking of programs.
Programs.
Look, I'll say this about Dan Lanning.
Yeah, what do you got?
He definitely is a dude that, whether it goes good or bad, he's trying to learn from moments. He's a young coach, younger-ish. This is year four for him in Eugene.
Year four.
Kind of crazy how it's flying by. I saw a thing, mentioned this yesterday, Justin Wilcox at the podium for the ACC Network Cal thing, which is still weird. And it was like, entering year nine.
Isn't that wild?
What? No. That's not. There's no way that's possible.
There was one of those yesterday, too, that blew me away. I think it was James Franklin.
Well, this is his year. Or no, this is year seven?
Dude.
Or is it 10?
No, I think it's, hold on.
Is it 11?
I want to make sure I got my numbers right, because I was watching his press conference, and they said, he's the second longest tenured coach in the conference.
He said 4 years, but then I pieced together. He was talking about the administration's been together for 4 years. He's been there for.
His first year at Penn State was 2014.
So we have barely a show at this point.
But yes, he's been like
I have different timelines in my head. So when I see some of these numbers, I'm like, no, that was like.
This is year 11 for James
Franklin. That was like year six for me in dirt.
Right. Doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
It was year three.
He'd been there a long time.
But Dan Lanning, he's already talked about that loss to Ohio State. I thought he was some good stuff we didn't pull. He's very complimentary of Ryan Day.
Yeah.
Congratulating Day, and Day was complimentary of him. He came out in his opening remarks at the podium, Dan Lanning. He's in Vegas, which bothered James Franklin, by the way.
He didn't like being there. Of course, James Franklin comes out as the wet blanket on day two of media days, because everybody wants to go to Indianapolis. Have fun in Vegas.
Well, Dan Lanning comes out, they're in Vegas, and he says, funny we're in Vegas, because our team motto this year.
But since we're in Vegas, you know, it seems like the right time to say it, as, you know, our theme for this team is double down, right? We have done an unbelievable job of building this team over time. You look at our success season to season, and as this team has grown, the process works. You know, we're close, and we've been able to accomplish a lot. So that's really what's going to feed our program this offseason, and will feed us into fall camp, is believing in the process that we have.
I know not every team has, like, these team mottos or slogans or whatever. I can't begin to tell you what I think Oregon State's is going to be. He's right in the message because he should be doubling down.
Yeah.
You cannot let the result of one game say, like, well, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, okay, Ohio State got hot. Also, not as cool as past, like, kind of themes of their season. You know what I mean? Just double that.
Yeah. The other part of this, too, that was funny, because I watched, I tried to catch all of his, because he does this, then there's, like, a side press conference.
I heard his, this one, live yes. on the Fan with
the firm.
Harrison Meringue.
And then he does the side one, and then he's on the Big Ten Network studio desk, and I watched that one.
And he's getting individually interviewed.
And there's individual interviews. I think he was on one of the FS1 shows in the morning. Like, he was all over the map, and I tried to catch as many of them as I could, just see if there's any stuff for the show that we could pull. Do you know where he got the phrase from? I love...
Blackjack table?
It is not at a blackjack table.
Is it a captain's book?
It is not a captain's book.
He referenced that book he's reading.
He leaned heavily on another college football coach. Not leaned heavily is probably not the right phrase, but he communicated with another college football coach this offseason, and he wanted to call them because he's had an admiration from afar for a long time and appreciates the way that they've run their program, wanted to pick his brain about the way that he's done things, and he was talking to that coach about his process, and he said, well, how do you... think about changing your process, or is it working, is it not? And I think the coach said to him, do you like the process? Do you feel good about the process? He said, yes. And then that coach told him, well, then what you do is you double down. And that's where he got the phrase from. And that coach, Dabo Swinney.
Like that?
No, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Two natties.
I mean, he's got two of these. I'd take two of these. I'll take them if he's got them. But yeah, that was the funny part. He said he's always had a great admiration. And look, Dabo's got two titles. We can feel however we want
you
to feel about
like
him.
You cannot like Dabo for the public comments.
Yes.
But like, dude, if I'm a coach, I am absolutely reaching out to a Dabo and picking his brain about anything.
But I heard the opening remarks there, and I'm like, double down. I get it, Vegas. All right, good year last year. Let's go do it again. And then I heard that anecdote. I think that was on the Big Ten Network studio desk where he said that and talk about Dabo, and he gave him the phrase.
Andy Reid didn't say this term, but he kind of echoed this of just like, I knew we were on the right track in Philly. We just didn't break through. Like,
what you're doing is clearly working.
Yeah.
You just got to fix the last game of the year.
If you overreact to those low moments, which maybe come few and far between, you're not going to be, you're going to take yourself down the wrong path. So good advice from Dabo. Not as exciting to say, but absolutely the right philosophy and the way he should be viewing the season. He also talked about just, getting back in that kitchen and cooking some stuff up this season.
We do have a brand new team and brand new challenges. And what happened last year has nothing to do with the future. So building that, starting from scratch, getting the opportunity to head back to the kitchen, figure out what we're going to be able to throw in for our recipe and create a great meal is something we're super excited about.
Well, and sometimes I'm cooking dinner and there'll be people over and they go, what's your protein? And I'll be like, do I say steak? Do I say chicken? Do I go pork? So the protein's important.
You got to have a good protein.
The protein to your recipes, obviously, the quarterback, Dan Lanning, on the quarterback room.
We've been really fortunate the last few years, and I've said this to a few, that we've had a great mentor in that room. We've had guys that have had unbelievable experience, right, that these guys were able to watch and see. And I think probably what impresses me most with Dante is not wanting to be in a microwave society, not wanting to just get it fast because there's an opportunity in front of him, but to have the slow cook meal, right? To have the opportunity to sit back and mature and learn from experiences that you don't necessarily have to be on the field to feel. And that same goes for Austin, that same goes for Luke and the other guys in our program. Like, those guys have learned from great quarterbacks that have done it at a really, really high level. For him to have that opportunity, show maturity, develop in his leadership, I think it's going to create great opportunities for our team.
It's so good.
Quarterback was interesting. He got a lot of questions about Dante Moore, and he gave really good, I thought, thoughtful answers, and he's optimistic about Dante and the growth, but also...
Every answer included Luke Moga and Austin Novosad. Every single one. That's the way he's going to do it all offseason until they name a starting quarterback.
I don't know how many people like listening that aren't Oregon sickos, alumni, media. I don't know how many people pick up on those little cues.
I mean, it's funny.
I assume Duck fan was picking up on that of like, oh, good Dante Moore answer. And you mentioned Novosad.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. I know we've had fun with this on the show. I do believe that Dante Moore will be the starting quarterback for Oregon this year.
I do too.
But they also start. Sure, and then he's going to get benched. It is they also have to be very smart about how they handle this stuff,
yes.
right? Like, this is Ohio State's doing the exact same thing. Go listen to any Ryan Day answer. Julian Sayin's going to be Ohio State's starting quarterback this year. Julian Sayin was not there at Media Days yesterday, or 2 days ago, and every time he was asked about who your starting quarterback's going to be, he named three different guys that are competing for the job.
Because, which was funny, because Jeremiah Smith was basically, he's talked right. multiple times about how great Julian Sayin is and not the other guys.
Every quote from an Oregon offensive player that I've seen in a other media form who has talked about Oregon's quarterback position, what have they talked about and who have they raved about? They've raved about Dante Moore.
Yeah.
So the same thing's happening. They just, you got to be cautious. You don't want to come out and name a guy too quickly because then other guys can enter the transfer portal. You want to keep your room as full as you possibly can. And you also want to have as much depth there as possible because, one, you don't know how he's going to be, and, two, you don't know if he's going to stay healthy. And so he's going to be the politician answering that question for probably another month until whenever they name Dante Moore the starting quarterback.
Let's play this on Dante Moore because Dan Lanning gave his thoughts on his returning quarterback.
Yeah, I think he has a really good feel for it. You know, he's gotten more and more comfortable with, you know, what power he has in that position at quarterback of being able to make, you know, make sure that we get in the right play. We give our quarterbacks a lot of answers, and he's super comfortable doing that. So that's always a plus. Even in his limited opportunities last year when he was on the field, he was able to take advantage of some of those moments and put us in, you know, positive plays and operate at a really high level.
I think no matter what, I jokingly, you know, kind of rib you on the Novosad thing. I wouldn't be shocked to see Novosad. Whenever I hear stuff, it's like they really like him down there, obviously, right?
But, he was Will Stein's guy coming out of high school.
The belief in Dante Moore, even though he is unproven to many, because last time we saw him was a while ago, dude, having a year to learn under Dylan Gabriel and being able to have access to a Bo Nix, and I think, personally, it's not a shot to say that's a quarterback-friendly system.
Very quarterback-friendly system.
Hey, yo. That check down to the running back, it works. It gets you 6 to 7 yards when you need it.
They've had back-to-back Heisman finalists at that position.
Kenyon Sadiq now, the hype coming in with him. The receiving room is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
DeCorian Moore is already looked at as a dude that could like burst onto the scene in true freshman style the way we saw last year with Ryan Williams and Jeremiah Smith. So I'm curious to see what he's going to be in year one, given now that Evan Stewart, I think, is probably going to be out all year, even though they're trying to say, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's a quarterback-friendly system that – even though the last time we saw Dante Moore not be great, him having that learning experience, being there for a year, it can just ease you into, you don't have to move the ball 50 yards down the field on throw one. That first throw could be a Kenyon Sadiq 4-yard out route that turns into 12 yards.
Right.
We're feeling great.
Well, and I think on top of that, too, what makes his life easier is having an offensive line that I think people have faith in down there. So that's a great place to start, where I know they lost Connolly, a first-round pick. They've had to replace some people, but it sounds like Isaiah World might play himself into a first-round pick. Poncho's back at center. Iuli's back. So
we worried about center again this year?
No, I'm not this year anymore. I don't think that's a fear. Bedford, remember with all the Bedford conversations? He's back. He's playing this year. He's healthy right now. So maybe he gets hurt again and misses the entire year again. But I think their offensive line's going to be really solid this season. I don't think they're going to go through the same struggles early in the year that they did last year. And so that one makes your life easier. And then I think Mekhi Hughes is one of those names that by week like 5 will be a household name in college football. He was an absolute monster when he was at Tulane. When you look at every sort of like portal recruit ranking or whatever, he was in the top 5 of almost every category. He had over 1,300 yards in both of his years, though. I gave the touchdown numbers yesterday, 24 touchdowns in 2 years. The guy's a stud. Go look at his physical build, too. He's an absolute physical freak.
Just go watch his highlights.
Dude,
he's unreal.
He's a monster. And so that makes your life incredibly easy as a quarterback. It's a lot of quick throws, getting rid of the ball quickly. You're going to have good protection. You're going to be able to run the football. You're not going to be asked to do everything. And that's a great place for Dante Moore to start when he is named the starting quarterback. And I also think like there would be a bigger fear on my end if it was a new system and you didn't have that faith in the pieces around you, because I think the continuity helps them tremendously offensively, that he was in this offense for a year. And so he did struggle when he was at UCLA. There's no doubting that. I also think a lot of freshman quarterbacks would struggle in that spot. That wasn't a good team. You had a coach one foot out the door.
Year.
He's getting ready to go. And like, so maybe he sucks. I don't point to, maybe he doesn't end up living up to the hype, but I don't point to him struggling as a freshman as a reason why that would happen. I think he's grown. He's waited a year. He's learned under a veteran in Dylan Gabriel, and he's in the same system now for back-to-back years, which helps him a ton.
Well, there's something that we need to point out, I think, personally, about Dan Lanning at Oregon, and also there's a category that Oregon might fall under, and I'll tell you what category that is next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
We are talking about the Oregon Ducks right now. Dan Lanning at Big Ten Media Day. And, you know, I heard something yesterday from Harris in my car driving home, as I do usually.
Yes.
The firm. And I thought it interesting. Harris was asking, like, you know, is this a defensive-minded first team now? Was kind of what he was saying. And I
was listening to the boys this morning.
Yeah. As he does. As you should. And he had said something to that effect. Like, right, is it defense first? And look, defense was good. There are a lot of question marks on defense, but I think people are optimistic about the defense. As long as Lanning is there with Taj Lepoy, I think people are going to trust it. But I do think, not Oregon fans, because they'll tout all the numbers, I do think the offense gets grossly under-talked about in a certain extent. Like, it's been one of the better offenses in college football. Yeah. Dan Lanning has not made that drop off. In fact, you can make an argument Dan Lanning has improved it. It's been electric. It's been exciting.
Significantly better than it was under Mario, that's for sure.
Right. And so, like, yeah, there's question marks at receiver. That's the big talking point, right? And quarterback, obviously, is a little bit of an uncertainty. But,
yeah,
like you mentioned, the offensive line in the last segment, how many guys are coming back, how much experience they have. The running backs are good. We know Sadiq. We got a clip on Kenyon Sadiq from Dan Lanning about that.
Baby Brock Bowers.
Baby Brock Bowers, as they like to call him. Like, for all those question marks at one or two position, I just, like, why people don't trust it, I don't know. I think they've proven enough with Dillingham and now Stein to say, yeah, the offense isn't really a worry. You got into it a little bit with Danny off the air of, you weren't saying yesterday in my mind that, like, Oregon is now Georgia.
No.
You were just simply saying, if you have question marks about guys leaving and being replaced, and that following season gives you 10-2, and then it happens again, and you get another 10-2 or better,
right?
There is a trust factor of, yeah, I do have questions about it, but I'm not
sure
panicking about it.
There's new names and faces that you will learn and discover throughout the course of the season who are blue-chip recruits who have not played a whole lot yet.
And we know Oregon, like, this is where the sport's changed.
once upon a time, you lose that junior, senior that was amazing. Yeah, you'd go, well, I hope the next guy's ready.
There's no next guy waiting because you didn't recruit at that level. Yeah,
portal is such a big deal, and you still want a high school recruit, but you got the portal now. So, like, yeah, we're worried about running back a little bit. We lost Jordan James. Okay, let's go get a beast out of Tulane that nobody watched.
Right.
But we did, and he's good.
Right.
Offensive line, we have a hole. Great, let's go get a transfer kid. He's going to fit in just fine.
Yes.
That, I think I got, I knew what you were saying yesterday. He was ribbing you about the title thing. I don't think it has anything to do with titles. It's just simply plug and play, and NIL and portal stuff has changed this dynamic. I'm not worried about the offense with Dan Lanning. It may not be as electric top end as last year's or Bo Nix.
Sure.
I still have faith it's going to be one of the better offenses in the conference.
I mean, I would argue last year their offense wasn't as good as it was the year before, and they still went 13-0 in the first year in the Big Ten. I think they had executed at a higher level the season before. They just couldn't get over Washington twice when they played him, but the offense I thought was largely better. The argument that I was making yesterday that I firmly believe is you could go back and check everything anybody said about Oregon 12 months ago, and all the questions that were being asked 12 months ago are the same exact things that we're saying right now. Yeah, but how do you replace that guy? How do you replace that guy? But that Troy Franklin's the best wide receiver in program history. Can you really replace him? Oh, look at, Bucky Irving is a 1,000-yard back. Look how good he was year one in the NFL. Jackson Powers Johnson was the best center in all of college football. He won the Remington Award. Like, how do you replace him? Brandon Dorlas, 4 years in Oregon. Like, we did this up and down last year. And I know the quarterback position is maybe the difference this year because Dante Moore is unproven and Gabriel wasn't. Mm-hmm. My argument was simply, if they go out and have a 10-2 or 11-1 season this year, can we just remind ourselves next July that we don't need to do this every offseason, that they're recruiting at such a high level that you're just plugging in elite players for guys that are going to the NFL? And that's the level of program that you want to be at, that there's no down years, there's no swoons. Not every year is going to be 12-0 national championship. That's unrealistic even for Georgia. They haven't won one in a couple of years. They're still one of the best programs in the country. It just means you've gotten to a point from a talent acquisition standpoint where you're just plugging and playing every year, and you're going to be one of the best programs in the country. And I firmly believe that Oregon is there. And I think there's a dozen names on this roster that if you don't follow Oregon football, by the time you get halfway through the season, you're going to say, oh my God, Elijah Rushing is maybe the most dominant defensive end that we've seen in a while. Or Kenyon Sadiq is probably the prime example of this. What option was Kenyon Sadiq in the offense last year? Go look at his total season-long numbers. It wasn't that impressive.
It wasn't that big of a season.
He came into the year,
heard,
he was baby
right?
Brock yeah. Bowers, and he was like the number two or three tight end.
Mm-hmm.
But every analytical metric that points out, you know, his blocking and his route running and his, you know, what he does when he has the ball in his hands, he is going to be maybe the best tight end in the country this year. And I firmly believe that. And these are the kind of guys that you plug and play with because you've recruited at such a high level.
The funny thing about the thing you pointed to is when they lost Powers Johnson, that actually ended up being a problem against Idaho.
First two games of the year.
And Boise State, we're like,
everybody who had questions about the roster 2 games into the season said, see, I told you so. And then everybody sat down and shut up for 10 weeks until they lost to Ohio State.
So, like, even Alabama, right? And look, you can tout titles, certainly. To me, this is not, you can say, oh, you don't have any national championship. Yeah, but, like, from a talent standpoint, Alabama last year was a disappointing 9-3, right? Lost to Oklahoma was bad. Lost to Vanderbilt. Unforgivable. That's their down year. So, like, barring massive multiple injuries, right, it's just hard because you got to go with the Jimmies and the Joes in that sport saying Oregon's going to be 8-4, 7-5. A hard time seeing that unless there's, like, 4 injuries.
I have a very hard time seeing that.
Right? So if their down year, quote-unquote, is 9-3, you're proven right here. And that's kind of, I think, what your point was. Here was Dan Lanning on Kenyon Sadiq, who is coming in being touted as potentially the best tight end in America.
I actually told Kenyon on the way down that, you know, yesterday was the first time I played it, but I played with my youngest son, Titan. We played the NCAA college football, and Sadiq went off, right? He balled out. So I need to make sure I bring that up to our quarterbacks, throw it to Kenyon, you know, because he's been – unbelievable this offseason. Like I said, if you just see him work, it's not a secret. I feel like he would tell you those are some of the traits that he learned from the guys that were ahead of him, whether that's Terrence Ferguson or Pat Herbert. But yeah, there is a chemistry being developed, and that's part of what fall camp's about, right? Our quarterbacks getting on the same page as our tight ends, as our wideouts, as our backs, and just, you know, creating that rhythm. Our guys have worked really hard this summer, but Kenyon's going to be it's going to be hard for people to deal with. You know, he's a special player. I think he can be the best tight end in the nation. And, you know, when you have a great rhythm with your quarterbacks, being able to get the ball to him, that's going to be a special weapon for us.
What is the expectation, I guess, stats-wise for you? With
through the roof. I didn't even know how to quantify it. Save this for when he has a disappointing year and we can all laugh about it in November.
Ferguson, by the way, last year,
he's going to blow them all out of the water.
43 catches, yeah. 591 yards, and 3 tutties.
Kenyon Sadiq last year had a total of 24 catches. He had 2 touchdowns, and they didn't come until the Big Ten Championship game. He didn't score a touchdown.
Yeah, he didn't burst on to anything until the end of the year.
Save this for Old Takes Exposed, and we can laugh about it in November if
Swag.
I'm wrong.
Pull this. Ready?
Mark this
here we
down.
Go.
He is going to be the best tight end in the country this year. He is, according to miles per hour, the fastest player on the team. He's 6'4", 250 pounds. That's at least what he's listed in the program, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's bigger than that. And he has a 41-inch vertical. He is physically as gifted a tight end as they have ever had in the history of that program. I think he is going to be the centerpiece of their entire offense, and it's one of the reasons why I'm not concerned about Dante Moore performing at a decently high level, because this is the kind of guy you can get the ball to, and he will dominate football games. He is a lock in my mind to be a first-round draft pick next year if he comes out, because I think the most untalked-about thing about him, when you look at his film and the grades on him from Pro Football Focus and other outlets, is he is an elite run blocker as well. So it's not just that he's a physical freak hurtling guys in the middle of the field at 6'4", 250. He is an elite run blocker as well. He is going to be the best tight end in the country this year.
I'll add to it. They certainly talk about him as if they know, well, this is it for him. He's going to go on.
This is year 3 for him. He can leave for the NFL after this year if he wants to.
Well, they're not talking about him as if this is a 2-year situation. Yeah. They're like, hey, he's great. We're going to enjoy this as much as we can.
Guy's an absolute freak from Idaho Falls, Idaho. Of all the places to come from.
Off the radar,
man. Imagine playing this guy in high school football in Idaho? This isn't one of these guys from like a powerhouse in like L.A. or Dallas. He's in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Have you seen the highlights of Derrick Henry in high school? I can't imagine what that was like.
Just getting dominated by this cat, dude.
Didn't get to it here. Oregon in a category that I want to try to name other teams. We got Jet Fish audio still to get to. We got James Franklin audio. They got heavy expectations at Penn State.
That they do.
Didn't get to it there here with Oregon. Of Oregon in a category with some other teams in the sport of college football. And I'll tell you what category that is next on 1080 and 105.1, The Fan and The Fan Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sure, you might not be a Husky fan, but you got to love Jed Fish coming out and just giving his thoughts on stuff.
Dude, Jed Fish is a good character, man. He's done a good job in year one at UW. I thought they at least seem to have found their quarterback of the future. He's taking recruiting seriously, far more seriously than Kalen DeBoer ever did when he was there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're ready to break through and to be in the top tier of the conference quite yet, but I got no beef with Jed Fish.
Damon Williams, by the way, 197 pounds, wants to be 3 pounds heavier by the time camp starts.
Wants to be two bills, huh? Well, yeah. He's got a week. He can add 3 pounds in a week. I mean, I could do that in a heartbeat.
I know you're not a fan, but Softy was like, I could help him with this easy.
Take one of mine!
So I teased this in the last segment. We can get to it because we're talking Kenyon Sadiq and how amazing he potentially could be this year for them. Heather Dinich is a good friend of this program. Heather Dinich works for ESPN. She covers usually the college football playoff, but college football in general.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked to Dan Lanning. And I didn't see the actual quote on this, like, in video form, so I think she just talked to him and got the quote. Basically brought up the Ohio State-Penn State love, right? Penn State is picked preseason one. Ohio State wins the Natty. They're coming in with Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs, and here's a new quarterback that they say is amazing. All the hype is to those programs the most.
Yeah.
She asked Lanning about that and said, oh, that's great. I love being a silent assassin.
Nobody's giving us a chance.
Well, look, it's ridiculous because people are. They're picked third in the media poll. They had two receiving votes to be first. So, like, the idea that nobody's giving them a chance.
Only two people. That's it. That wasn't even me. It should have been me.
It's always the dumbest narrative, but you do know Dan Lanning is pushing it. And inside that locker room, that's the mentality. Who are the silent assassins in every conference? Who are the...
A fun question.
Well, I was thinking about this because he's...
Oregon's not a silent assassin.
Well, but in a way, he's kind of right here. Nobody's going to see Oregon and go, Oregon's going to be 6-6.
Right.
But they are going to go, this quarterback could be good. Who's their big target? How good's that defense going to be?
Like, sure.
There are people that are going to kind of, not overlook, but maybe go, we can get Oregon. You know what I mean? Like, those teams are going to exist. So who are the Oregon's silent assassins of their conferences in the sport of college football?
Yeah, I appreciate the nobody's giving us a chance silent assassin thing. To me, to be a silent assassin, you have to be a team that, like, isn't really getting talked about at all going into the year.
Is North Carolina silent assassin in the ACC? Because the Pitt coach came out and said, you better be good.
Yeah, Narduzzi drives me nuts. He's another one of those guys that I just can't stand. I think with Bill Belichick as your coach, it's impossible to be a silent assassin.
I've got a great silent assassin for you.
Okay, who do you got?
The entire Big 12.
They're all a silent assassin because any of them can win it.
I don't know who's going to win it. I don't know how good they're going to be, but somebody's going
to
break through.
I mean, I'm looking at the Big 10 to try and find a team that's like, who would be a... Like, Illinois to me doesn't quantify as this. Hell, I think Washington is a better example of this than anything. Like, if Washington breaks through and wins 8 or 9 games this year... They're not getting talked about at all out of Big Ten media.
Do you have a silent assassin being somebody that overtakes it and runs it, or somebody that just...
I think you got to be in the mix. Like, if you're in the mix and you're like, whoa, where do they come from?
Oh, no. I'm talking about a real life silent assassin.
Oh, a real life silent assassin.
Because they don't want to be known.
No.
But they're doing real damage. Like, you mentioned the Huskies here.
Yeah.
If the Huskies are 9-3, I think by my definition, that does put them in the silent assassin category.
Yeah, like you pull off an upset against Ohio State or Oregon, you pull off one of those games, you win 9.
Yep.
You know, Williams looks good. Like, yeah, based on the level of conversation about you now to where you'll be at the end of the year, I'd put them in that category. ACC's tough. I do have one out of the SEC. I think there's a team in the SEC that has a chance to be exactly this. And maybe this isn't fair because they did have a big splash in the transfer portal and it's going to piss off one local fan base. I think Oklahoma is this in the SEC. I think getting Mateer, improving at running back, they already had a very good defense under Venables. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Oklahoma had a great year this year, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, look at that, the Sooners are back after their terrible season last year.
Are the Florida Gators a silent assassin?
They could quantify as this. Yeah, I could see the Gators being that. I mean, they had a nice freshman season for their quarterback, but it wasn't like they were dominant last year.
You poo-pooed this coach the other day because we played a clip. And you said, I'll have fun being 7-5. And then we got done with the show, and I went and read some college football stuff, and somebody picked this team as this.
People are hot on them.
Missouri.
Yeah, Drinkwitz. God, don't let him be it. Don't let him do it. Get the drink out of here. Nobody wants Drinkwitz.
We like our coaches that talk and give quotes, and you just hate this dude.
I can't stand Eli Drinkwitz. I've formed rivalries with random college football coaches, if you haven't noticed. Pat Narduzzi is another one. I saw his comments on Belichick. Like, dude, stay in your lane. You're at Pitt. Nobody cares about you. ACC is really challenging because I have a hard time seeing who it's going to be outside of your household names. Does Florida State quantify as a silent assassin if they have a good year this year?
Feels weird to say yeah, but if Oregon is in it, Florida State should be in it.
I mean, they won two games. What are they? Were they 2-10 last year? Where did Florida State go? They were terrible.
We didn't pull the cut, but did you see Fran Brown at ACC Media Day? Somebody asked him. They said, you know, your team is pretty tall, all the portal guys you got, really tall guys. And he goes, I just fundamentally believe big people beat little people up.
That's a great line from Fran Brown, a guy who I will not form a rivalry with because he's got great sound bites. Every week of the season, he's getting washed when he gets a win. Daddy's getting a shower. I love Fran Brown.
I do too. And that quote, just I'm like, oh, I'm pulling so hard for Syracuse to be really good this year.
Look, I love me some Dan Lanning. We all know that. I will joke all season, so brace yourself, that nobody's giving us a chance. Oregon is not in any way, shape, or form a silent assassin. I don't think so, huh? They're just not. And I would love for them to be that, but I'll say it. Nobody's given them a chance, but they're picked to finish third in the conference. They won the damn conference last year. They went 13-0. Dan Lanning is one of the most talked about and recognized coaches of the entire sport right now.
Yeah.
Nothing about them screams silent assassin going into year four under Lanning.
Did you expect him to have a bigger quote from yesterday, given
they actually kind of were under the radar? There was no big pizzazz. There wasn't anything crazy in Vegas that I saw.
I saw the duck playing chess with a Purdue mascot. I'm like, that's it, huh?
That's all we got. No.
I wonder if last year, it's almost like Lanning's double down point, because you had a good idea that, you know, any idiot could have thought of. Put the duck in the sphere.
The duck should be the sphere.
And they didn't do that.
No sphere takeover.
And it's funny because it kind of goes against his double down mantra this year of,
right.
It's almost like that playoff game had them go
a little humbled out of that one.
Well, at least internally with the athletic department, because I would have just expected year one in Vegas for something big to have been done the way they did it in the river at Indiana.
Yeah.
They didn't do that. They were he just came out and he had some fine quotes and we played some of them, but you know, when we do a mighty different out west, like there was no floating duck there, you know, right. He just kind of was him. And
well, the other part of that too is I wonder, because I think a lot of that stuff happens without his understand. Like, I think that's just a marketing department that's putting up billboards or buying things, and I'm sure he's in the loop.
I think
it,
he finds out about it like right before it's gonna happen.
He's not in the meetings of like, okay guys, how do we draw a lot of attention to Big Ten media days? Let's put a big duck in a river, right? Like, he's not a part of that meeting. So I'm wondering how much, you know, it just maybe is the difference of not in year one of the Big Ten, where they wanted to announce their presence with authority, new conference, first media day, let's do something crazy, and now it's business as usual. It leaves me confident, though. Is that weird? They know they're up to something. They know they're cooking up something special. We don't need any extra attention this year.
You're a silent assassin.
I'm silent. I did enjoy this from Deal. Deal texted in and said, where did this go? Basically, does Dan Lanning walk around his did Dan Lanning walk around his kitchen to get all of his references for media day? We need to be like a dishwasher, rinse and repeat, right? Our quarterback room is a rice cooker. Takes time, but it's heating up, right? That one made me laugh. Now I'm picturing Lanning walking around his house coming up with all sorts of analogies.
He likes to read. He cited a captain's book, and he shouted out Tim Duncan, which was great. He likes to read, and there's usually like a book takeaway for him from the summer. I wonder if he didn't mention it, but like he found like a culinary book at a bookstore.
He's into cooking right now.
You know what? I got a lot of ingredients.
We got to flip that steak, right?
Wait a minute. New quarterback, right? Receivers are unknown, right? We're in the kitchen. And he just turns around, screams at his kids, I got it! We're in the kitchen!
Ingredients! Mix them together!
I know, Dad. Are you going to make dinner?
Yeah, but we're in the kitchen, right?
I got to run to my office.
I got a thought bubble.
I love. I'm not, you
dude,
know.
I love the analogies. It's hilarious. I enjoy all of them. And I love that visual from a listener of him walking around cooking stuff up.
We'll get to Ryan Abraham live from Vegas at 8:15. He's at Media Day here. Lincoln Riley will step to the podium. I want to play the Feinbaum cut with him.
The tough part with Lincoln Riley is that I now, every time I see him, we'll hear the one clip that we played last year on the show when people put the Mickey Mouse voice on him. Every time he talks, I hear Mickey Mouse now.
Can't blame you for that. It's been a Mickey Mouse situation.
A little bit, yeah.
Let's get to Jed Fish and James Franklin next on 105.1 The Fan. We had breaking quarterback news in the National Football League this morning, and then it kind of turned out that it might not be so breaking. I don't know how to gauge this news. It was weirdly started as a report and then like followed up like, yeah, no, this is it. You go, okay.
Also, the team and the player, it's like, yeah, does anybody really care? Does it really bother, or not bother, does it really matter to anybody out there?
If it was a bigger quarterback, I would have broken through the show with it.
I think we would have cut into the magic hat if there was a household name quarterback or franchise quarterback who got hurt, but that was not the case this morning.
This is one of my favorite times of the NFL season because it's training camp, so you get the highlights. You don't get as many of the interceptions. Those come from media members. And then everybody believes their team's taking that step, and it's like, oh my God, the season's almost here.
Yes.
Michael Penix, too. Pitts.
Yeah, buddy.
Injected in my
veins, buddy. My favorite talking point that we get to this time of year is training camp interceptions. When quarterbacks throw training camp interceptions.
Dak threw a pick six on his second pass.
What are we doing? Yeah. It's like he realizes practice, right? We're talking about practice.
We'll get to some NFL at the top of the hour. Ryan Abraham covers USC football at 8:15 for the ticker live in Vegas. I want to get some other coaching audio from Big Ten Media Day.
Yeah.
Let's start with this. Franklin is coming in with heavy expectations.
Big expectations.
I also saw a rant. We follow a guy who covers the NFL draft, mm-hmm. but more of like he does his own thing. And anyways, we follow each other. I think we had him on the show once. Ryan Roberts?
Yeah, sounds right.
Dude, he had like a rant about how awful Drew Aller is, and that kind of threw me through a loop.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can discuss where he fits in terms of an NFL prospect.
He just says he sucks.
Wow. As a college quarterback or as an NFL quarterback? Because he doesn't suck as a college quarterback. That's a bad take.
I think it was the NFL quarterback.
That's fine. I mean, everybody has differing takes on how guys will be at the next level. I wasn't the highest on Caleb Williams coming out.
But he went on like a I'm angry rant.
Don't quite get that.
I didn't either, but I don't evaluate these guys.
A little miffed by that. He's coming back for another year as a starter. Are we not going to give him any room to grow and develop as a player? He's still relatively young. He's sneaky, athletic. He's tall. He's got the right build.
Like, I don't know.
Played a lot of meaningful games in his career.
Anyways, Franklin and Penn State coming in with a lot of hype. Preseason number one. They got all this returning talent. Here was James Franklin when asked about trying to live up to the hype of, hey, you going to win the Natty?
Yeah, the way I would describe it is this, right? There's a ton of conversations that are happening nationally, right? And we embrace that, you know. We've earned that, you know, based on what we've been able to do and what we got coming back. There's a lot of people that are excited on a national level talking about us. But the reality is when it comes to the Lash football building or when it comes to local, these are always the expectations at Penn State. You know, we had what a lot of people would consider a really good season last year. We were a game away from playing for the national championship, and you could actually make the argument a drive away for playing for the national championship. But it didn't feel that way, right? Because the expectations at Penn State are really high. So we embrace that. I came to Penn State understanding that, knowing that. Our players did as well. So I think the conversations that you're talking about nationally are happening, and we appreciate that. But it hasn't really changed close to home, and it hasn't changed internally in our program because these are always our expectations. And let's also be honest. I mean, who it's a great conversation, but who really cares about preseason rankings? They mean nothing. It's a good argument to have, and everybody has fun with it, but the only rankings that matter are the ones that happen at the end of the season, and that's what we're concerned about. And the only way we'll do that is by handling our business today.
I don't know if I'm more conflicted on a coach in the sport than him. Like, yeah. Sometimes he talks and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there.
Yeah, dude. And then he's like, why are we in Vegas? This is stupid. I'm like, what?
It's also the, like, what? Sometimes in the same answer, I'll flip flop. Like, halfway through an answer, I'm like, yeah. Wait, no.
I remember him ribbing a reporter for saying, like, I'm going to just, like, throw it up once in a while.
Throw it deep. Yeah, he killed the guy.
He killed the guy. And everyone's like, yeah, dunk on the nerd. And I remember going, like, I mean, is it a bad idea if you're not actually moving the ball to just once in a while do a go route and hope for a PI or a nice catch?
Don't, like, have much of a vertical passing game?
Look, I'm not Mr. X's and O's. I know there's high school coaches all over that maybe listen, and they're like, God, these idiots don't
you
know.
You dumbass.
Totally understanding. I'm not an X's and O's guy. I actually don't think it's a bad idea. I do it in Madden sometimes, and it works.
Tyler Warren was a pretty good tight end. Just chuck it up, see if he can make a play.
He hiked the ball, and then they just threw it up to him.
Just go ahead and lob one up to him, 40 yards down the field. Maybe that will help unlock your offense. On the Aller stuff and the Franklin stuff, there is hype. There is expectations. He can say that this is what it is every year. This is completely different. They are the only team in the Big Ten that's near the top in that top tier that's returning what they're returning, and that is mainly a starting quarterback. Penn State had a very good year, and they have been a very good program for a long time. The hardest thing for them is when they meet a team with similar level talent, they usually lose. They can say that we're a drive away from the national championship. He's not wrong. You also got to play SMU and Boise State to get there. That's who you beat. When you played Ohio State at home in the regular season, what happened?
Boise State on a neutral field,
on a neutral field.
You didn't have to go to Boise.
He tried to claim yesterday that was a road game for them.
Crazy.
He also tried to claim that Drew Aller was a three-star recruit. He was the number one quarterback in the country coming up.
I saw that too.
You know, Drew's three-star recruit. Like, dude, no, we all have memories. That wasn't that long ago that he came out as a high school recruit. Like, that's what they got to prove. They played Ohio State loss. They played Oregon loss. They played Notre Dame loss. Like, when they play teams that can match them, they usually lose. That's the hump they have to get over this year.
We'll get to Jed Fish at some point, dive back into college football. Jed Fish was active in commentary. We got Ryan Abraham coming up in the third hour of the program. Let's get to some NFL. There was a report that came out, and it was like the most doom and gloom report. It has since not only been backtracked, it's basically like, no, it's good. And I have a question for one person reporting the news initially. So we're getting some NFL camp stuff. Third hour of the program, Ryan Abraham, Daily Ticker, Dirt and Sprague, Hour 3, 105.1 in the Fan Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.